Mobile.
UBG, K4, VWA.
Well, good afternoon there, Steve. Did you get your pieces you looking for? Did they happen?
No, but I got something just as good, and it's going to clamp on there, and it's going to work for me. Oh, no, you're talking about those strain reliefs. No, I hadn't been down that way, that area, to be able to get those yet. I'm going to try to get down that way either tomorrow or Thursday morning real early. Well, I tell you what, this thing is really becoming a job. I talked to Cushcraft, and figured out one thing that they're doing. They're using a coil up at the top out of an 8-inch circumference of feed line, and using that as a choke ballon.
That's like a 1-to-1 ballon. Yep. What solid wire do you have to use with that?
Well, up your coax feed line in an 8-inch circumference about 5 or 6 times, and it does the same thing. At least that's what they're telling me.
Same thing. That's what I had to do to my 2-meter. I had to take a paint can and spray can and roll the thing up 4 times around it in order to make a 1-to-1 bound in order to, you know, to keep the SWR from coming back down the line. You know, that way you don't have feedback. That's what I had to do to that one. And I don't know, man. I still scratch my head about that. I mean, it's swapped up now. Now the 610 repeater, I got the 610 repeater, you know, full scale on that beam, and the 8-2 machine, I've got it at a half scale. I don't understand that. I don't know if there's something between me and the repeater that I'm bouncing off of, or, you know, there's something out there somewhere that's causing it to be like that, but I can't figure out what. I'm hoping to get it back on the ground and retest everything, and I'm probably going to go ahead and put that LMR 400 on there and be done with it. Put about 150 foot lead of that on there and be done with that. That way, when I get ready to go up the tower with it, I already got the coax for it and everything. So, and hopefully that will solve some of my issues, I'm thinking, because we got, like RG8 going to it right now, and I got a ball connector in line, and that ball connector, you know, that's killing it too, so, but hopefully I'll get that issue figured out. I think that LMR 400 one solid strand is going to do what I got to do with it and put it back where it needs to be.
Cushcraft said that a 1-to-1 choke would not change my SWR.
Choke wouldn't change the SWR. Well, it changed the SWR on mine. Because, I mean, I went from like a 2.5 to about a 3 to like a 1-point-something. You know, that's what that RG8. So, I mean, I don't know why the 1-to-1 bound wouldn't kill out some of your SWR.
That's just what he told me up there. I'm going to ask a couple of guys this evening about that at the class. See what happens. See what they think. Oh, well, I'm out looking for me something to eat before I go into the class this evening.
Class this afternoon? Yeah, I'm just about getting ready to be toward the house here in just a minute. And just passed somebody in a black truck out here on Fairview Road. It's got a tri-band antenna on the truck, so they must be a ham.
There you go. Well, I'm going to find me something to eat here shortly, and I'm going to hit the class and then call it an evening, bud. So I'll let you cruise on up the road there. Be careful, don't run over nobody, okay? KN4 VWA, and I'll be clear after your final, biggin.
Man, well, you have a good one, Steve, and have a good good night on the way home and be careful. And we'll give you a little holler a little later on. But yeah, just fill me in one day this week about getting them Chinese trap things, the wire, you know, holders. And everything I think is good to go Saturday morning. I talk to my wife and she ain't got nothing planned, so I'm planning on being there if nothing don't change, but I'll let you get you a bite to eat. We'll holler back at you a little bit later. KN4 BWA, KN4 UBG, I'll say 73s, and I'll be monitoring for about 2 minutes, and I'll be out here.
For CBA Mobile.
For CBA, KN4 BWA. You going out or coming back in, Dave?
I'm headed to play some tennis, and of course we're going to be in the bubble, so we'll be indoors. So I tell you, it's a little bit too chilly for me out here.
Here today.
I just have this clinic at 6, and then I'm playing in a league at 7.
Hey, well, that's good. For some reason, I was thinking that you had a class or a game this morning from yesterday when we talked.
Before they went to this winter format, we used to have a clinic in the morning from 9 to 10:30, but they're not having that in January. I don't know if it starts back in February or not.
All right. Well, I looked up this morning, and it looks like we're going to go over to daylight savings time and stay on daylight savings time.
Feeling, Danny? Yes, I think it's the first Sunday in November.
On to daylight savings time?
Hey, yeah, that's, let's see. When is it? It's 1 week. I think it's 1 week in March. One Saturday in March, but I can't remember which one it is.
I'll tell you something, I think I'd like it. Just stay on daylight savings time year round, but I think they've passed it to where that's what we're going to do.
Feelings, Danny. You know, it doesn't bother me as badly as it used to, because when I was working, I got off at 5:30, and it took me 35 minutes to get home, and it was already getting dark by the time I left work.
What you mean? Well, I got my class tonight for the extra, and I pulled in over here at the Clock Express, and I'm going to grab me a burger real quick before I go into my class. So, do well tonight. Knock 'em dead, big boy. And I'll talk to you later. KN4 BWA, I'm clear after your final.
Enjoy your burger and tell Dave and Tom and, Gary. I said hello. And, I hope you can understand that stuff better than I did. That's all I can say about that.
Hi, Dave.
Oh, Gary.
Now, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Blue 4 Charlie Bravo Alpha. And here with Steve. I guess you've been listening.
Yeah, I'm just sitting in the parking lot, so I just had to razz you. No problem.
Got a question for you. One-to-one choke balance for current. Change my SWR on a rotatable dipole.
Yes. And the reason is that the shield of the coaxial cable has two surfaces because of skin effect. It has the inner surface that is looking towards the center conductor, and it has an outer surface. And the outer surface is a random length of wire that you're adding to one part of the dipole. The one-to-one current balance decouples that.
Okay, well, the guy up at Cushcraft told me he didn't think that that would have any effect on my SWR. My D4 Cushcraft rotatable dipole is giving me about a 6-to-1 across the scale. And I did not do, they recommend that you do an 8-inch circumference, 5 loops, 5 wraps with your coax, and then straight in. And I did not see that, so I measured my SWR without that. So, that choke, I would think that it would change my SWR too, wouldn't you?
The coax is a one-to-one balance. It is a current choke.
Exactly. Okay. Well, that may have solved my issue because it's not stressed in their instructions. It's a well-built antenna. It's nice. I like it. But, good lands, their instructions and their sheets, data stuff is just sorely lacking.
But their price is right.
Even at best price I could find, this thing was still $400.
The only one you could find, because nobody else makes them.
This is true. This is true. All right, well, listen. Instead of you having to sit and listen to my belly growling, I'm going to go walking on into the Clock Express and let you and Dave work out the world's ills while I have a burger or something. So, Dave, knock 'em dead, buddy. Gary, I'll see you shortly. W4EEY, KB4CBA, 73s, K4VWA, clear.
And, David, I'll just back out of here, right, unless you've got something going on.
I didn't get that. Did you need to back out of there, Gary?
Mean to horn in on the conversation is what I was trying to say. Yeah, we're just sitting here in the parking lot waiting for the door to open so I can start carrying stuff in, but I'm only about 20 minutes early.
Oh, I'm just driving down Edwards Road here. I'm about a mile from East North Street, and then I'll I think it becomes Haywood Road there. Goes to 4-lane, goes up the big hill to Beacon Hill. Supposedly the highest point in the city of Greenville.
Not know that.
We've heard from several different people, so, and they were older, a bit older than me, so I guess, and when you think about it, it is a very high point, right there at Pelham and East North, Haywood, so, when they cut that road, my friend, when you cross East North Street and you're headed south, I guess would be the direction, and you go and you cross over East North and you're going toward the mall, and you go down that first little dip right there. His house used to be right there. There's a street that turns off to the right, and his house was right there on the corner, and they had to take his house to build Haywood Road, this section of Haywood Road, and I never will forget that. I think I was still in high school.
Ruin your whole day, yeah. Oh man. Well, I suppose Paris Mountain is still higher. That's not in the city, but I'm just thinking about VHF UHF contesting. I think our location that we used at Paris Mountain was probably still higher up.
Definitely, in the county, Yeah, Paris Mountains got it beat, hands down. But anyway, and there's some, it's funny, but of course when you're mobile, I guess all kinds of things can get in the way because it is line of sight. And I've been sitting right there at the traffic light and on top of that hill and still had a scratchy signal and with the repeater. So and then, you know, just roll a few inches and it would clear up. I would just look at my you know, my strength signal meter, and you know, see, watch it either go up or down, and then when it went up to full quieting or right at full quieting, I would you know, I'd stop and sit there and talk until the light turned green.
Well, it could indeed be an obstruction. It could also be multipass. It could be a reflection off of nearby structures that are adding or subtracting, depending on where you are.
The intersection up here, it's got a lot of trees, and it's rural. It's a woodsy area on three corners, and then there's that Sphinx station. I think they're gonna build something up here on one of these corners. But I've noticed they've had some signs up, you know, like zone hearing or something like that. But anyway, that's where I'm at right now. I'm sitting in the left turn lane here. I'm gonna turn left and go down Pelham and hit Patewood.
I know right where you are. All right, fine business. Well, you have a great evening. Don't enjoy yourself too much. Hi. And we'll just be standing by here, waiting for the door to open. Have a great evening. KB4CBA, Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee.
You well. Teach them well. I know you'll do a good job. And Steve's, he's a pretty smart fella. So I don't think you'll have any problems with it. But anyway, yep, I'm just looking forward to the exercise and I'm having fun at the same time, so you know, you can't beat that. So anyway. Well, I'll talk to you later, and I hope you get some help there carrying stuff in. Whiskey 4, Echo, Echo Yankee. This is KB4, CBA Mobile.
Problem with Steve, though, he's just so shy. Doesn't want to come out of his shell. Whiskey 4, Echo, Echo Yankee. Clear.
I'm backward, but I think you can pull it out of him if you maybe tie a rope around him or something. I don't know. Tell you, he lives up to his last name. That's all I got to say about that.